Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to another fabulous, fantastic, and of course, delicious. I just ate some yummy food, so I might be all yum yum. And I have some ribs here waiting for me to eat, so I might be all very food focused during this podcast. Heads up. All right, so we are going to talk about the aspect of sexual expression as far as our a part of our sexual wellness series. All right, so Did I hit record? Yes, I have hit record. All right. Sorry. Okay. Focus. Stop thinking about meat. So make sure that you've listened to Back to Basics, Sexual Wellness, Aspect of Sexual Wellness, Aspect of Play, Sexual Wellness, Aspect of Pleasure. And now we're going to do Sexual Expression. So in this wonderful aspect of sexual wellness, we're going to dive into what is sexual expression. Sexual expression is the ability to express one's sexual desires, sexual lust, and to like express it to ourselves, to others, to engage in sexual activity, to embrace orgasmic, you know, we talked about pleasure and we talked about orgasmic. We're going to dive a little bit more into orgasmic pleasure. So that's what we're going to cover. So for most people in their sexual development, they kind of spend most of their time in the sexual expression aspect. And what that means is that the act of sexuality, the oral sex, anal sex, well, depends on you. Anal sex might be in the next category of exploration, depends on who you are, okay? So we got oral sex, we got intercourse, penetrative intercourse sex, we got kissing, making out, we got foreplay, or I like to call it before play. All of the ways in which we get horny and we show up and have that horniness with others. Now, in this aspect, this is where a lot of our stuff kind of shows up, is that we may not be able to ask for what we want. We may not be able to, explore pleasure for the sake of pleasure. This is where performance anxiety lives. This is where, you know, erectile dysfunction lives. This is where all of the, when things are not healthy, things aren't working well, emotionally, physically, sexually, okay? And this has a lot to do with our belief systems about sex and what we were taught and was it safe to have sex and did anybody teach us how to have sex? Do we just, you know, it's like, so I created this amazing program. If you didn't know about this, I highly recommend it. This whole beautiful course called Sexual Skill Building, The Nuts and Bolts of Sex. And it goes into all of these things I just talked about, right? Everything from communication, your before communication, your during communication, your after communication. It dives into like how to make out, how to kiss, how to have oral sex, how to explore, how to, masturbate, like how, the how-tos. And our belief systems and where those belief systems are interfering in our ability to be this wonderful, epic sexual being and our ability to express without shame or guilt. And so if you're like, oh, yeah, I might need to do that, I highly recommend everybody taking that course because there's a lot of things no one taught you in sex ed. There's a lot of things you didn't even know that you needed to know. So that course is beautiful because it's like little segments, and then you go and explore whatever the homework is, and then you can come back, and it's at your own pace, so you can also show up without wearing pants. It's beautiful. So I will make sure that the link is in the show notes. And if you happen to not be able to find the show notes when you're spending time with me, or if you've been watching me, then what you can do is you can go to GuyMorissette.com, and in there's like these little windows of like into my world, the online education, go there, and then it'll take you to the full library of all the courses and programs that I offer. Go find the sexual skill building one. Okay. Right. So let's talk about the first thing you need to know is how do you feel about sex? Like, is sex an easy topic to have? Can you have it with your partner or partners? Can you talk about it easily? For most people, the answer is no. It's not easy because we've been taught it's not to be easy. Do we have sex because we want to have sex, or do we have sex because we really want to hug or love? Do we use sex as a coping strategy? These are all the things that could be interfering in you being having an epic sex life. Let's talk about orgasms. Is your belief system, so when I talk about sex, for majority of the population, not all of the population, but for the majority of population, sex usually is like a sequence of events. Depending on who you are and what those sequence of events, but if these sequence of events don't happen, we don't really see it as sex. We don't really see it as a sexual experience. And we've been taught that the goal of sex is orgasm, which again sets us up for all the things I was talking about, performance anxiety, big time, sexual dysfunction, not having a good time, doing it out of obligation, pain during sex, just all these things. Okay. So let's talk about the sequence. So often our sequence is with a goal. The goal has been that we're going to have an orgasm. And if we happen to have a penis, a part of this experience, that ejaculation is going to be part of it. So that's what society has told us and taught us, that that's the purpose. That's the goal. That's why we're doing this. All the things just lead up to this moment. Once that moment happens, then we're done. And then we go to our separate corners. Roll over, go to sleep, go about our business, whatever need, but the sex time is done. So it usually starts with like kissing or making out in some capacity, then may go to manual stimulation of the genitals. It may then move to some oral sex if you happen to be in a relationship where that's a norm or comfortable. And then it leads to penetrative sex with a penis in a hole. Right? So, and if it's not a penis, it might be some kind of penetrative experience. Until people have orgasms and then you're done. Now the problem is that first of all, that creates a lot of pressure. So it creates a lot of professional pressure on anybody that happens to have a penis that is not detachable. That means that you have to be erect. You need to be able to not ejaculate until it's the right moment. And that creates thoughts that go on in your head, which then turns into your penis like, this is not a fun time or a sexy party. I'm fucking out of here. And then your erection will leave, or you may, prematurely, before you wanted to, have an ejaculation. And then everybody's disappointed and no one talks about it. And it's awkward and it feels awful. If you've ever been in those moments, it's a horrible place to be. Horrible place. Because you're like, if you're on the receiving end, you're like, then there's an internalization. You're not attracted to me. Did I do something wrong? Or there's a disappointment that there, you didn't get to have your orgasm because it happened, ejaculation happened before you were able to do that. And so it's just all the way around. So one of the ways one of the ways that I teach, anyways, there's lots of different philosophies about this, but I personally teach that we let go of the goal of sex as being the only goal of sex is giving and receiving pleasure. And remember, we just had a whole conversation about all the different pleasure possibilities. Okay. And so, as long as you're giving and receiving pleasure, it's a successful sexy time. There's no pressure, there's no expectations. It's easier for people to like ask for what they're wanting, ask for what they need more of, what they would like more of. You decide when you're done, when people are like, okay, I feel satisfied. You feel satisfied? Okay, great. We all feel satisfied. And you may have had penetrative, you may have had oral, you may have had sex toys added to it, you may have had cuddles, you may have had intercourse and then oral sex, you may have all these beautiful possibilities. You may have just had somebody awaken and lick all of your erogenous zones all over your body, and you had all these orgasmic expressions of your building of pleasure. Because if the goal is giving and receiving pleasure, the more you give pleasure and the more you allow yourself to receive pleasure, what happens is, we talked about this, it builds, right? Orgasmic pleasure is based on sensory and emotional pleasure. And when we have one or both of those and we allow those to build and build and build and build and build, the body and your being's natural expression of that is to release in an orgasmic possibility, in an orgasmic release. And sometimes that orgasmic release may be from your elbow. Sometimes it may be from your clit. Sometimes it may be from your penis. Sometimes it may be from nibbling on your ears. Sometimes it may be from the back of your knees. It can happen in many different forms and many different ways. It's not just genitally focused as the only viable orgasmic possibilities. And you may have an energetic full body orgasm without having an ejaculation. You may have a vaginal ejaculation. There's like all sorts of different kinds of orgasmic possibilities, which again comes from the byproduct of having lots of pleasure, which is why we need to really ramp up our pleasure game of how we experience pleasure, how we allow ourselves to have pleasure, so that when it's like, hey, we can allow this pleasure to build to orgasmic possibilities, we know how to do that. And you let go of everybody's weird, awkward expectations and weird, awkward not being able to talk about things and weird, awkward performance and weird, awkward obligations. It lets go of all that because there's no more goal. The only goal is to give and receive pleasure. That pleasure may build into an orgasmic release of some sort in your body, but it's not the purpose. It's the happy, bonus. It's the bonus round. Okay. And if you're like, this concept is really hard, it's okay. It's like rewiring our whole belief system around what is a sexual experience. And that takes some time, takes some practice. It may take some, like, hand holding. It may take you reaching out to me so that I can help you. It may take taking my course where I talk about this over and over and over and over and over and over again and teach you different ways to like change those patterns and change those belief systems, mix up your sexual expression. And that's okay. But that helps to alleviate most of the sexual dysfunction, most of the sexual awkwardness, and not an awesome experience by just changing our foundational belief system that sex is not about a goal of orgasm. Okay. You're like, I don't buy it. You don't have to. But as somebody who is like an orgasmic goddess, why am I an orgasmic goddess? Because I don't try to have orgasms. They just happen. Because I just allow them to happen. I've learned how to have orgasms from my wrists, from my knees, from my ears, from the back of my legs, from, I become this like seeker of possibilities because I'm a pleasure seeker, and then it's safe and acceptable and appropriate for me to allow that pleasure to build. And then I get to have these beautiful orgasmic possibilities. It's worth it. It's worthwhile. You think, even if you're like, I have a pretty good sex life, I'm telling you can have a better one. I've had a lot of sex in my life. I'm really good at it. And I still find opportunities and ways in which, like, holy fuck, that was fucking epic. I've never had a cut orgasm like that before. I've never had a spirit experience where I couldn't, oh my God, there's new pe I can't even use words. And it happens. Why? Because I've let go of the expectation of orgasm as well as the pattern in which sex has to happen. So I want to leave you in that. Okay. Again, I'm going to remind you that if this concept is hard and if this is the area where most people are struggling, then reach out and we can, do a couple sessions and get you sorted out. We can heal any belief system, any trauma. We can clear those pieces out. We can work on our ability to ask for what we want and to be able to hear and listen and pay attention to what our partners, both verbally and non-verbally, are able to communicate to us during sexy time. We can become able to communicate non-verbally as well as verbally during sexy time. We can have conversations after sex time to figure out how everybody, what everybody liked, what everybody was like. Ooh, that was good. I would, maybe next time let's try a little bit more, a little more pressure, a little bit to the left, or, oh, that was good, but, it could be even better if, I had my leg a little like around my ankle, like around my head. That would have been awesome, right? So being able to do that, those things, because when we can do that in this aspect, then the next up aspect, which is the exploration. Now we're getting freaky. We're able to get freaky and we are able to enjoy the freakiness without the guilt, the shame, not having the skills to navigate it or communicate. And it's another level of surrender, but now you're surrendering with somebody else, as well as to yourself. And you're surrendering to the pleasure to allow it to build, to have orgasmic pleasure possibilities. So this is your next level of surrender. You'd be surprised on how much fucking people who have incredible sex lives is how much they surrender. You wouldn't think that, but it's true. Right. So as always, if this conversation was uncomfortable and it was a little bit of a challenge, reach out to me, okay? You can find me at guymorissette.com. You can enter whatever pathway you want, whether we're entering the BDSM pathway or sexual wellness pathway, or make sure you go check out online courses. There's tons of them and programs. And then you can just reach out to me and we can set up a time to talk and see how can I best support you having the most earth-shattering, epic, transformational sexual experiences on your in your life? and with your partner and or partners if you don't have one, or you have many of them, or you know, how do you facilitate that with a new partner? So, or partners. Okay. Until next time, stay curious. Stay horny. And stay orgasmic. Bye. Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. Just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also, come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? I want to know, because I'm a little bit of a voyeur, so I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners, until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.